Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is James chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from James, the first chapter. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. It is wise to be slow to anger. Consider briefly just how anger is glorified all around us. How the comic book heroes stand with clenched fists and gritted teeth right before they go out to stop the villain and save the day. That really is fiction. Because when did anger ever save the day? And yet we believe, probably always, that it will. You have the daydreams too, where you are the one delivering the long, eloquent, fiery speeches to those who have it coming. We all know how we tilt out as we scroll. And most dangerously of all, we justify this kind of anger. We judge and we declare others righteous in it, saying, you have every right to be angry. I'd be angry too. Maybe I am now. Sometimes anger does not rage at all, though. It becomes the deeply held grudge, festering, tearing down a neighbor behind his back without ever putting it to rest in person. But hey, you'd be angry too if you knew what they did to me, if you knew what they did to my family. Here, let me tell you all about it. Stop. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. And the next time that you consider yourself righteously angry, as a mama bear, as an informed American citizen, or as a persecuted Christian, or as a shepherd of souls, take a moment and slow down. Remember what James writes to us. The anger of man does not make the righteousness of God. Repent. And neither ought we use Psalm 4 or Ephesians 4 to pronounce ourselves righteous either. We hear in these passages, be angry and do not sin. With our culturally attuned ears, this sounds like a big encouragement to be angry, and a very small warning just not to let it go too far. And here's the danger. We believe that we're always equal to that task. Be warned, we are not. The verses continue, by the way, in the psalm, meditate, ponder in your heart so that you may be still and silent. As Paul has it, do not let the sun go down on that anger. Why must anger quickly be put to rest? It's because anger is not the virtue. It does not justify the foul words or the violence that might follow it. Jesus says, in no uncertain terms, I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Don't dismiss these words. Anger does not make us see more clearly. In fact, it has the tendency to cloud our minds, which is why we should be slow to it and quick to put it to rest. While it's true that God is justly wrathful against sin, and that Jesus, as true God and as true man, was angry without sin in the temple, we should fear God, dear Christians. We should not rush in imagining that we are every bit as capable as Jesus. Pride makes us think that we can distinguish very easily between the good anger and the bad anger, just like Jesus did. But that's part of the clouding of anger and rage. What angry person is there who doesn't believe that their cause, of course, is righteous, that their anger is just? It's that sense of justice that often prompts the anger. And just as often we are angry because we do not fear God or trust in Him at all. He's not being God enough for me. His vengeance is too slow. His eyesight is too poor, apparently, to realize what I'm dealing with down here. This world, that fool online, that jerk driving in front of me, doesn't care or recognize just who I am and what I stand for. I will show them. I will be angry. But that anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Just look about you. It really is not producing righteousness or peace or justice among us men either. With a little bit of slowness, like James advises, so much of our anger at least, is seen to be pretty much grown-up temper tantrums and rants. Now, the Lord's anger, however, is no joke. What a miracle, then, that His anger is not poured out on us, as we talked about yesterday, but is poured out on Christ Jesus. By human account, it looked as if it was the anger of men that actually put Jesus on the cross and killed Him. There we were, pouring out our wrath on Him, heaping insults and wounds on His back. And what came of it? Though we killed the author of life, God raised Him from the dead and showed how much that could accomplish by our hands. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. But in fact, our Lord, of His own will, laid down His life. The Holy Trinity worked salvation for us, as we've sung, not by anger, but by turning from anger, by exhausting it on Christ as our substitute, has this produced God's righteousness. The sacrifice of the sinless Son of God forgives the sins of angry men. So let every person be quick to hear. Anger can't make the righteousness of God, but faith that comes by hearing does receive the righteousness of God. His word of truth restores the restless and the rampant heart. And His implanted word is able to save your souls because it brings the righteousness of Christ to you. It fixes us in Christ, where true joys are found. And it frees us from all of the many bile-driven changes of this world that fail to produce, so that we may make a beginning in loving what God commands, and more, in desiring always what He promises. In place of anger and filthiness and rampant wickedness, then, dear saints, receive with meekness that implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This alone can fix our hearts, not in the stony hardness of anger, but where true joys are found, through Jesus Christ. the righteousness of God and ours also. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.